A play that recently performed to sold-out audiences in Rio de Janeiro provides a searing look at race and inequality. Brazil has Latin America's largest black population. On average, blacks earn half what whites earn. They are also half as likely to receive a basic education. Blacks are also dramatically underrepresented in Brazil's Congress, judiciary, and business world. From Rio, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more on the theatrical production that explores what it means to be black in Brazil.
The play is the third in a sprawling trilogy that director Marcio Merilles says is about ancestral history, subterfuge, and survival. Produced in parts over the last 5 years, the third installment played to an enthusiastic audience in Rio's Opera House, timed to Black Consciousness Day, a holiday inaugurated just 3 years ago. Director Marelich says the work, titled The Well-Remembered, is about the negotiations intrinsic to day-to-day life for Brazil's black citizens. Because to be black in Brazil means you have to negotiate your very life, always, he says, and you have to give up some of yourself, your values, to survive. Competing struggles for survival are offered up by an all-black cast in a series of blunt monologues and raw encounters. It's an ambitious work, depicting social exclusion, corrosive consumerism, and politics in the black community. The action switches between favelas and the leafy streets of Rio's rich. The characters, ordinary people struggling for respect. In this scene, a car mechanic and a rapper who wants to link the favelas through community radio quarrel about what each contributes. The rapper calls the mechanic a sucker, who spends his time fixing imported cars for rich playboys. The mechanic slams community radio as ridiculous and says he doesn't want to hear any more about poverty. But the gulf between the haves and have-nots is central to the play, as expressed in this monologue.
Poverty represents utter need, and utter need devours ideals. Misery ends up taking over the whole being of a person. Any ideals become totally defeated.
The subtext of The Well-Remembered, with its white flowing costumes and set lit in primary colors, is that slavery continues to inform life in Brazil. 45% of Brazil's population descended from Africa, heirs of slaves. But the white-haired narrator declares in disgust. He's sick of images of blacks as slaves, and director Marcio Marelich says blacks are taught their history began as freed slaves, and nothing about their African ancestry. And it's very important, he says, that blacks feel they are more than just slaves who one day were liberated. Governments from early on here boasted that Brazil, with its multicolored populace, lives in racial harmony. Professor and economist Marcelo Paixão, who writes extensively on race, says this myth of racial democracy allowed Brazil to sweep its racism under the rug.
Digamos assim, todo mundo aqui está bem onde está.
The myth is that everyone is satisfied and that there is no racism. And it grew because it gave us a sense of moral superiority in the world. As long as everyone is in their designated slot, there's no problem. As long as no one is being challenged and everyone stays where they belong, everything is okay. It's when you start disrupting the order of things, like bringing racial quotas to the university, that conflict begins. And that's where we are today.
Paixão says in a nation with a history of whites holding the bulk of money and power, many blacks saw advantage in marrying a lighter-skinned partner, an idea that 34-year-old theater-goer William Barbosa says his own grandmother tried to pass down.
Eu comecei a namorar com 15 anos uma menina negra.
At 15, I started to date a black girl and brought her home. My grandmother said, oh, she's nice, but she's so black. And my grandmother is black. She was 80 years old, and in her day, the belief was that everyone would marry someone whiter to lighten the family. That's what everyone was taught.
Barbosa has seen the play Well Remembered 8 times, but this was his last. The veteran acting ensemble is moving on to a new production that debuts next year, titled Silence. The group's founder says, it's all about the things that have been bottled up and that no one dares scream. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.